Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Anthony Chow, who's co-founder at Agronomics. Hi today, Anthony.
Morning.
Right, I met you a few years ago when you just co-founded everything and you were just good to go. It looks as though with your profits more than doubling and the share price more than doubling in the recent past as well, the market's finally caught up with the Agronomics proposition.
Look, that is correct. It's been a reasonably challenging 2 year period, along with the entire small cap universe. But it does, you know, we're certainly off to a very good start in 2024, and we believe that this is a slightly better reflection, still not a full reflection of the intrinsic value of the portfolio.
I think I said offline just before we pressed record that in the market, you know, being too early to the party is almost as bad as being too late sometimes.
I mean, look, this is a relatively new industry, and it's going to take a significant amount of time for things to get commercialized and approved. If we weren't so early, then I think we wouldn't have been able to establish ourselves as such a prominent player in the field. So, you know, maybe it's, although it's been a volatile ride, I think generally speaking, we're, or the industry is moving from the bottom left to the top right, so to speak.
And just to remind people who are not familiar with the company, which I suppose is hinting that it's still a new area, what is your key focus? What are the key drivers for your business?
So we're the only way that public or private investors can get a concentrated exposure to the field of cellular agriculture. Cellular agriculture, by our definition, includes three key verticals. The first is cell culture companies. This is very exciting technology where companies are looking to produce meat and seafood. Then there's precision fermentation, which has applications in dairy, eggs, collagen, palm oil, hydrogen, and many others. And then the third vertical that we focus on are the picks and shovels, the enabling technologies for each of those technologies. And the key focus there, or key exposure there, is a company called Liberation Labs, which is building large-scale fermentation facilities, which really is going to be supported by this really broad brush increased focus in biomanufacturing as a whole.
And just to sort of maybe also drill down a bit into that, you know, we're in a we've been in a cost of living crisis, we've had wars, we've had supply chain issues. Is that something that you'll benefit from, or you can help solve that problem or those problems?
Look, in the long run, yes, absolutely. At the moment, this industry is still at a relatively small scale, and the first products have only just begun to be approved. So, you know, in the context of the scale of the food system, we are some way away from producing meaningful amounts of protein. But what is going to be proved over the next few years is the unit economics of this technology. And we will, you might recall that Jim Mellon, my co-founder, wrote the book Moore's Law. And one of the central contentions within that book is that within 5 to 10 years, proteins produced using these technologies are going to hit cost parity or possibly even become cheaper to produce than the conventional production methods, which is, of course, using animals. So, there won't be an immediate effect in terms of the cost of living crisis. What we're really focused on, or where I think this technology will really benefit the world, is in carbon emission reductions, but also from a food security perspective, because we simply can't feed today's population sustainably with current consumption patterns and production methods. And this is the only technology or group of technologies that we believe has the potential to create a step change in the efficiency of production, and actually producing more food with fewer resources.
Right. I mean, I suppose you're saying that we're at the foothills of what you're trying to do, but it's clear that we have to go your way. We have to go into your style and your technology regarding the area you're in. But is, you know, at the moment you've got a market cap of 120 million. Would you be in 5 years' time vying with the Monsantos or the whoever else there is conventionally around at the moment?
Well, Monsanto is a very big company, but I do believe that in time, maybe not quite in 5 years, the size of Monsanto, but I think that we are on a very aggressive growth trajectory where, you know, the shares have the potential to compound very aggressively and generate very attractive returns for investors. And of course, today we're still trading at a pretty substantial discount to net asset value. So I think it's an attractive entry point.
And just finally, I mean, it's interesting for commentators like me to see a very innovative company on the UK stock market. Do you think you would have a better or a much better reception if you were listed in the US?
I do not believe so, actually. The US investors are not so familiar with these holding company structures where you've got a portfolio of assets. It seems that they prefer rifle shot approaches. So I think they would prefer to see our portfolio companies listed rather than ourselves. I think generally speaking as well, in the US, you do need a much more substantial market cap to be able to get any attention. And I think we're not quite there yet.
Well, we look forward to you getting a substantially higher, a greater market cap in the near future. In the meantime, Anthony Chow, co-founder at Agronomics, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for your time. Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.